because our combat fitness test, you actually, to get a perfect score, when you hit 27, you have to do more ammo can lifts, because they assume you're going to be stronger the older you are, but you are allowed to run slower.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, I think it's a well-known fact.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot longer to recover from exercise too. That's the big thing. I used to, a night of sleep and I'd be ready to go the next day. I'd go to the gym twice a day. Now it takes a good 2 or 3 days to recover.
Yep.
Well, I wonder where Abel went. Abel, please tell me we didn't send you off to bed. Oh, I think the critical part of your plan of let's find him is no
Just
longer here.
could not find him, yeah. Let's find the person who should be able to find him. Yeah, well, I guess I'll take this opportunity to go home, take a shower, then change out of my clothes. Stink of death.
Oh, by the way.
No, I'll go back via the club, first of all, I suppose. See if there's anything open.
And Xander, take a fate chip for the hideously awful briefing. That was fun.
What? Well, I got all the salient points.
I just thought I'd share that because someone said pictures or it didn't happen.
It's warning me about viruses.
Is it? That's not normal.
I'm assuming that that's Travis in the picture.
Yes.
I haven't seen the picture. I can only see it says Linda and Travis.
Yes, me and wife numero un.
I actually cannot seem to save it, so.
Huh. Oh, well.
Oh, it's downloading. It's just downloading slow for some reason for me.
Oh. It's probably because all three of us clicked on it at once.
Probably so.
Let me see. And then. Oh, Travis, by the way,
yeah.
When you aren't on your computer, could you just put it to off? Because for some reason, your computer likes to go on and off, like in the middle of conversation, like just 20 times a day. And it's like, oh, Travis came on. Did he come on, or is that just his computer screwing with me?
That's my internet connection.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I can try to remember to do that.
I'd appreciate it. Cause
so you don't get your hopes up, and then you're like, aw.
Yeah, I'm like, aw. I thought I was going to talk to someone cool rather than Richard.
Oh.
You're not even going to talk to me now.
No, I'm not. You...
Why is somebody sending me porn pics?
Yes. It was everybody.
Yep.
All right.
No. Oh, I was hoping you had just gone to bed. Because that would have been funny. All right. Anyways.
Not if I didn't leave the mic on. All right. Our intrepid heroes. When last we left them... At least two of them were getting very, very high.
What?
Really?
One of them
getting?
Was... Right. So I'd like to go to the library now.
Okay. Who is following him to the library?
I'll go with him.
And their depressing guy.
Oh,
yes.
Nope.
Okay. All right, so you guys, it is probably going to be 8 a.m. What? No, I'm going to say it's 10 a.m. by the time everybody wakes up and the fire gets put out and hilarity ensues. That's kind of weird that fire started like that. Anyways, you guys go up into the Brooks Museum.
Wow, Travis had curly hair at one point. Interesting.
Yes,
that's
I did.
Just what I was writing there as well.
It's a little bit of a departure from my current look.
Anyways, let me go with Brooks Museum of Art. It is a large Romanesque type building. The columns stand out. They're Ionian, not Dorian. The buildings, the doors are swung wide open, allowing and encouraging the public to come in. Sadly, the public has decided to stay the fuck away. Sorry. Stay away. I apologize, Susan. What do you do?
Right. I will enter.
A feeling of dread and horror comes over you as you survey this building.
Okay.
You think it means to kill you.
All right, I go to the door.
I think this building means to kill you.
I go to the door, and with my rod, I knock on the door, and I say, Ivan, I know who has your book.
Nothing happens.
Now, this might be a long shot. All right. Let's see. All right, I'm here. I'm in for a pound here, so I try to open the door.
Okay. No, the door's open.
Okay. I step inside.
Okay. It's a museum. There's a receptionist over there to the right. She is looking at you rather quizzically.
I wave to the receptionist.
She does looks even more quizzically at you.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm just here to take in the sights.
Oh. Well, we have a remarkably good library down at the bottom floor, and also we have many interesting pieces. Okay. If you would not mind paying the admission fee.
Sure, I pay the fee.
Yeah, okay.
I head down to the library.
Following him. I pay the fee, too.
It is a library. There are many, many books.
Okay. Let's see. What's a good plan here? Okay, I find some quiet place in the stacks. Mm-hmm. And I'll try to call Ivan.
Okay. You call to him. He does not come.
Damn it. All right. Let's see. Now, what I was planning to do with... I can't really do it without his help, or at least a little bit. What I'd like to do is go through the library and see if I can't find something that indicates Mr. K's true name, which would be super helpful.
Yeah, that would be retardedly helpful. Actually, while you're walking around downstairs, the elderly gentleman, who is definitely not Ivan, walks up to you. He's almost hunchback and walks up to you and says, a gentleman told me to pass you this. And he hands over a small slip of paper. And then walks away.
Sure. I read the paper.
Says, come back at night if you want to see me. And a stylized eye is...
Yeah, I see. All right. Fair enough. Well, this was worth a shot. But we should go. Okay. So, Thaddeus, you said you had some boyos who had the Welsh aspect.
I've got some guys. Could probably get up. I could probably round up three of the guys.
All right. Do any of them really hate Black Court vampires?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay, but first things first. Let's find out where the guy is. So I need some quiet place.
Yes.
Where I can do the thaumaturgy thing.
Does this library have a study room in it? You know, a lot of libraries have little rooms, a table, some chairs that you can go in to study.
Oh, yeah. It has one of those. You want to cast a spell down here? Just let me know.
I don't see any problem with this.
No, this is good plan. Now you can make a lore roll.
All right. And lore says...
This is a horrible plan.
Okay.
Yes, you do not want to cast a spell where a beast, there's something around there that has every inclination apparently to murder you. You don't want to, you know, allow him perhaps to shift a bookcase over and you're stuck.
That crushed me, yeah.
Yes, this is not the place you want to do this.
Fair enough. All right. I will take the piece of paper, and I will write on the back, Ivan. I know who has your book. I am going to go and get it back. Signed, G. Then I tuck it in a book, and we leave. And I suspect we should go back to my place or Cern's place, whichever is closer.
Probably your place to this place.
Okay.
All right. And just type up, think up what you want. The difficulty here to find this thing is going to be an 8. So... Think of, you know, how you're going to get there. And then, you know, talk to me later. Okay, Travis, so you're going to go ahead and go into church. Xander, what are you doing?
I'm going to use this time. I'm going to go home, take a shower, change clothes, etc. Call my agent, see if she sorted out the car thing or if there's anything else which needs to be done.
It turns out it wasn't your car, so I'm not going to do anything.
It's never my car.
Right, so that means that there's not anything to be done.
Okay.
They're looking for someone with your fingerprints, but just don't get caught.
Why? Where did I leave them?
I don't know. Okay. So probably someplace you can't find them.
All right, then. Did you find out anything about the guy with the hook nose who was at the party?
Yes, he was actually a guest of... He wasn't a guest of Caesar's. He was a guest of one of Caesar's cousins. Hold on. The name escapes me off the top of my head, but... it was actually one of, I'm sorry, it was one of Caesar's sons, Guillermo.
Guillermo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And,
well, who's Guillermo?
He's actually the heir to the Borgia family.
Huh. You got any funny? You're not gonna know.
I can try to look him up.
No, it's all right. I'll speak to somebody else.
All right.
Good.
Thank you.
Click.
Why doesn't that person know how to say goodbye?
And then I'll be phoning home to Lucretia.
Okay. You do not actually get Lucretia's. You get one of her assistants.
Okay. Are they known, trusted, etc.?
Yes, reasonably. Which means, of course, not at all. But.
just checking in, trying to find out what I can about Guillermo. Guillermo Borgia. I think he might be involved in something that.
Okay.
I don't know whether we want to keep it out or use it to punish them. You know how much.
I'll get your mother to give you a call back.
Yep.
All right. Anything else?
No, that's it.
All right.
Yes.
Church is nice and busy. And like I said,
well, it's Sunday.
Yeah. He doesn't stare at you dolefully. Although he does every once in a while glance in at your and wish that you would be a better person, but
I take my iPod out.
Whenever he's tried to illustrate a bad point, he looks suspiciously in your direction.
Yes. Yes, he does. All right. So, and that leaves, and Bert, you were
I'm just
guarding.
Yeah, I'm just playing nursemaid on the mage.
He probably needs it. All right, then. There, mage, what you got?
Okay. I'm doing a thaumaturgy.
Mm-hmm.
So I got my lore of superb.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm taking a consequence. I'll take a severe consequence touched by an outsider.
Rough.
So I take the chalk. And a bit of the book, and I put a line of salt around the line of chalk, and holding the piece of Thaddeus, what you see is there's a sort of this green like fairy fire that outlines a bit of the page as it sort of floats above the governor's hand, and then the bit of page like hits him in the center of the forehead, and he's thrashing around and beating his head against the floor for a few seconds and passes out.
All right, and you still gotta make the successful rolls.
Mm-hmm.
So give me your discipline. Gotta make 8 successes. to not die. And you can do this over time.
Let's see what happened here. Alright, that's four so far.
Alright. Make a four more and we go away. And I'll tell you what you got.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and... Yeah, I'm going to invoke Seen Too Much Too Young. And I give a little too much. So well, these... There you go.
There you go. You got the eight.
So here's a. So what I see is, so I started. I see like a very far off, like glimpses of this creature, whatever it is, doing his horrible things, tearing things apart,
creating
armies of horrors, that kind of thing.
No, actually, it's the guy you saw earlier. Remember when you were waiting and you saw the guy? Mm-hmm. It's him. He's just standing there and looking at you.
I see. So that, all right. So I need.
Okay, and what you get from this is, you'll get a. Basically, if you have a compass on you, you will have a compass that will direct you for the next 6 hours to the direction in which the rest of this book is.
Great. Awesome. So I will find a, let's see, what's a good one? I'll take the bit of paper and I'll duct tape it to, let's say a ruler, like to the end of it.
Yeah.
Then I just hold it like I spin it on my finger and it points in the right direction.
All right. It points south into the east.
Great. I give the ruler to Thaddeus, and I throw up in my sink for a long time. It worked.
Right. I get on the cell phone and call in the troops, including the other PCs.
Your phone rings in the middle of church.
Welcome to the Jungle starts playing.
Welcome to the jungle. We got fun and games. Everything you want.
I answer and quickly.
Thank you.
I
thank
look around
God.
Apologetically.
And if you're like our brother here, you're a rude ass. And then...
Hey, Mage fainted on us again, but we got a stick here that's pointing the direction. Says it's only got 6 hours on it, though.
Oh, car accident, I see. Broken spine, I'll be right there. Sorry, I'm a doctor, I'm on call.
Oh,
I would these hands save lives, and I shuffle out of them.
You can take a fate point for leaving the church in style and like a complete... a complete donkey. Alright. So, the group gathers. You are... Everyone now knows where...
Got the mage slung over the shoulder in case he hasn't woken up yet.
Everyone now knows where Governor lives. Congratulations.
Woohoo!
I've got some caffeine pills. Maybe that'll jolt him up.
No. No drugs.
It's not drugs, it's just caffeine pills.
Great. Nah, I don't trust you, though. No offense.
It's only 15% cocaine.
No, I can see that.
I'm not going to take some pill somebody gives me. That's a bad idea. Fair.
I've also got...
I've got this coke and hashish here, if you'd rather.
Let's go and case the joint. Perhaps I will recommend you do not want to face some immortal horror while you are high. Or maybe you do.
That's the best way to do it.
Probably the best way to do it.
Thinking about this.
I'm sorry. Unless you just want me to bail like right from the start, I think I'm going to. Anyways, let's do this.
We're doing it now? We got enough time left now?
Yeah.
It's probably 1 or 2 p.m.
Let's go.
Boom, boom. Okay, you guys drive, and it leads you through the southwest part of the city into the downtown area, which is kind of weird.
He said he wasn't going to be in.
Oh, well.
In the city. Can't remember.
Did he lie to us?
Bastard. How dare he?
One quick second, let me...
I believe he only said we have him agree he wasn't going to kill anyone within the city limits.
This is eventually what you see it leading you to. Probably no connection there.
What are we looking at?
Oh, did it lead you? Yes, the Pyramid Arena. It's 32 stories tall. Mm. Third largest pyramid in the world. And has been closed.
Well, crap.
And it has been closed since 2008. They've been trying to sell it, but just can't sell the building for some reason.
Okay, so what we're saying is it does have windows.
No, those are actually steel. That's actually steel. Those are steel.
Who else wants to climb to the top of that and slide down the outside?
I was totally thinking that. Except I was thinking with a bungee cord, so I'd snap back to the top and I could start over.
I don't know. I'd like a ramp in the bottom so you go into the water.
Oh. What if we put a ramp and like a louvre? We could just like bobsled style. Wait.
Can you afford it? Can you buy it?
I probably could. I don't know. I've got accountants.
You should look into
if I have to, I'll just fire a couple of them and use their salaries to pay for it.
Well, if we don't end up blowing it up, you should buy it so that we can try one of those things.
Right.
We can try all those things. There's four sides, one on each side. Bobsleigh on one side. Yeah, that'd be fine. Always work.
Why did I take a life-threatening consequence for this?
We could make the world's coolest sideways skate park on that thing.
Think of all the misery of the skaters who couldn't. Skate down there.
If I ran into someone in the White Council right now and they got a good lore roll on me, I would be a dead man right here.
Yeah.
I would be dead.
Why? What'd you do?
It's not what I do. It's who I met.
Oh, by the way, I was thinking, like, do you hire yourself out? Do you freelance at all?
Sure. It depends.
Awesome. I was thinking we could go to, like, Vegas or something. Atlantic City. Figured you could probably do something there. That'd make it cool.
Sure, I have no problem with that.
So the book is in the pyramid.
I don't want you to cheat.
Is that what you're saying?
The book is in the pyramid, yeah.
Okay.
Why don't we go to the pyramid right now?
That's a freaking huge building. Is it going to take us all the way through?
It will take us to the book. I'm going to go on
around the pyramid. Do we know that? Could it be?
No. For what I paid for this spell, no. It's going the ruler will go right directly to the book.
Oh, and the ruler's pointing down, like it might be below the surface.
Uh huh.
I mean, They most likely would have put some.
Does.
There you go. That's my alertness roll.
Does the building have, like. Does the building have sewer access or anything?
I just put on my. Well, I suppose it's black. It doesn't really matter.
Oh, man. Okay, so. Giant building. Seven of us. Unknown. See, yeah, this is tough because we can't just blow this one up. We don't have enough for that.
Can you crash a car into it again? Think of the speed you could get if you could.
Well, it's been shut down for a while, right?
2 years.
Okay, so yeah, it's empty then.
Oh, yeah. Nobody's here.
Oh, use your magic to turn us all invisible and, like,
Instantiated.
Yes. And that way we can go through things.
Wait, in what now?
And no one will see us.
Insubstantial.
Insubstantiated.
Insubstantial. I could do that. That would probably wreck me. To do that right now, I wish you had come up with that like a few hours ago. I might have been able to pull that off. I could probably make a small group of us invisible if we stayed very close to each other.
Well, that might help.
Let's see.
I've washed.
I want some beer.
I don't know. Perhaps I also might even... I might be able to walk us there through the Never Never.
Why don't we just try the door?
But I think as long as we're here, just going there in the real world probably be a good move.
No, the Never Never would be so awesome.
Guys, can everyone give me alertness checks besides Governor?
Probably.
You just need to make a one to see this. Oh, hey, Xander, you remember that guy from earlier who was right outside the chop shop and was whistling his happy little tune?
Oh, yeah, him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember him.
He's just around the corner looking at y'all. You two see a man in a white mask who actually does look kind of like Michael Moore. He's got a huge screw-off, please-go-away axe in his hand. It's one of those ones that they think the Norse used to use. And he's just throwing it up and down, kind of lightly, bouncing around. And he seems to be whistling a song. It's Time Is On My Side.
Wait, he's got an axe?
Oh, yeah.
I look over at Sir and I say, is that the new hip way of saying bring it?
It might be.
Do you remember those two people who were at the car place that we attacked and didn't kill because we wanted to talk to them?
Yeah.
When we were finished talking to them, we went away and he went into the room and then there was a lot of screaming. Don't know who he is.
He waves merrily.
Question is, what?
He just put up the first entrance in the Matrix film. Remember where they kill all those people, all the guards and whatnot.
It may turn into that, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
So yeah, as long as we're here, let's just sneak in right now.
Just jauntily singing his song. Just whistling it.
He's not getting any closer. He's just kind of standing there.
Yep.
Nah, for all we know, he's here to help.
Oh, you can give me a survival roll, by the way. Okay. Now that you know he's here.
Five.
Have you ever, been... Have you ever been on a place and you've been gardening and trying to clean up, and you get that smell from wheat, from leaves and stuff that have been decaying for years in a wet environment, and it just smells like corruption and decay? Mix that in with a little bit of dead body that has been laying around for 3 days, and that's what this smells like.
So he smells kind of like Black Cork then?
No.
No?
He worse? Smells different. Much, much worse.
Have I smelt this before?
No.
Recently? No. Okay. Smells dead, whatever he is.
Right. I mean, he certainly is not alive.
Who isn't?
The whistling man.
Yeah, whatever. I wave him over, and I wave.
That is totally his name now.
I wave him over, and I.
Oh, you waved him over the whistling man.
I pull a beer out of the case we've been drinking at, and make me here. You want a beer sign?
Oh no! If you wave over the whistling man, he's gonna come over.
There we go. Let's find out what his deal is.
So I'm drawing a circle. Don't really worse.
You see a have you ever seen those cartoons where there's a cloud shape, where there's a person standing there and it pans away and then it pans back and there's a cloud of that person standing there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. You want to be that person there. Guy. Yes, you, Governor.
I see.
This is a bad, bad idea.
Let's not go. I wave him off. Does he start walking away?
He just stops. He kind of cocks his head to one side and shrugs his shoulders.
Right.
So what's so bad about this guy? I look up. Yeah, most really bad guys can't stand the sunlight, right? Can't be that bad.
See, this is the problem with Law Number 7, is that I can't learn enough about what he wants to make him, like, go away, really.
Yeah.
Well, he's not human.
No, he's not human. Huh. Unfortunately. If he was human, I wouldn't be this worried. I'd be all right with him coming over.
What's wrong with him not being human? I mean, like anyone here is.
The man has a fair point.
It's not that he's not human. It's that he's an outsider.
Is he?
Yes.
Like a gang?
Yeah.
He hangs his head.
I put my hands in my mouth.
No,
it's not. Hey, are you an outsider? Yeah. I shout him.
Oh, he nods his head.
You want a beer?
He shrugs. Oh,
no, he's horrifically dangerous. Don't be fooled.
Yeah, I talk.
Are you guarding this place? I show him.
Think of Mr. K, right? Think of how dangerous he is. What with the throw cars and so on. Now that guy makes Mr. K look like a Cabbage Patch doll.
He nods his head.
I toss him a beer.
So whose side are you looking?
He points to himself.
You looking for the book?
Do you want to help us kill Kay?
He just shrugs his shoulders.
No. Don't take his help. What's the matter with you?
I'm not taking his help. I asked if he wanted to help us.
No.
That's different thing entirely.
Don't talk to him. Don't make any deals with him. Don't give him anything and don't take anything from him.
Why? What's wrong
with man, you think your life is bad now.
I don't think my life is bad. My life's fucking awesome.
It's looking pretty good in the light of day.
If you want to... Right, if you want your life to stay awesome, and you don't want to become the slave of some creature that's completely alien to our understanding, then don't deal with him.
He's got a cool axe. He's got a cool mask. This is within my understanding. I think being a mage just ups your paranoia factor.
Oh, and anyone who has a lore can give me a lore roll. You have to have lore.
There we go. Okay.
I'm sorry. I should have.
Oh, no, I have scholarship.
Not a.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's definitely. He's probably one. He's probably, if not one of the walkers, he's definitely one, a walker. Abel, you know what a walker is, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe not one of the major ones, but maybe a baby one. He doesn't look quite as nasty as the word around the campfire says the full ones look like. But, oh yeah, he's probably got some of that mojo going on.
If we try to go into this giant pyramid thing, are you going to try and chop our heads off? I shout at him.
He shakes his head.
Yeah, right. There we go.
I say we go in.
Yeah. Yeah. I go find the
door. Let us go now. Thank you.
Let's kick this pig.
Oh, whenever you guys start walking forward, he starts walking. He follows you.
Yeah, he's joining us. Sweet.
No, we can't do anything about that. We can't stop him.
Hey, but... Dude, you want a beer? Seriously.
I've already thrown him one.
Oh, cool.
Oh, he chops in. He chops it in half.
No, he doesn't like beer. Fine.
You open it with the tab at the top.
Right, so let's...
You know what they say, in vino veritas, in wine there is truth. That's why I drink so much.
And in beer there is empty calories.
Right, let's go ahead and start the process of committing suicide.
I started that ages ago. See these scars?
So who's carrying the 5-gallon drums of gasoline?
Got it.
I guess that's me.
What gasoline?
Well, wasn't that part of the stuff we got is a bunch of gasoline?
Yes.
I sat in the car. I got no idea what you guys got.
So everybody take a super soaker, a bunch of cloves of garlic.
Now, White Court don't have a problem with this stuff, right? Just
no.
Checking?
No.
Not so much.
You guys can
find
eat.
Out if they...
Well, except for the burning. I'm pretty sure you've got something against the burning.
Well, yeah. I mean, fire is bad.
Yeah, fire is universally bad, though.
Mm-hmm. Not to firemen.
No, still bad to them.
They don't have a job without that.
Okay, so are you guys trying to sneak in or just kicking down
nope.
the door? There
kicking
are doors.
Down the door.
Okay, you guys kick down the doors. I don't even need rolls. All right. And what is the marching order?
I put my iPod on, like, some jams. Like, Turn Me On, Mr. Dead Man by Union Underground.
Actually, as soon as you turn on your iPod, you hear...
No!
You hear the time is just...
Oh, the time is on my
so we're not going to make any attempt to survive this, are we?
Yep.
So Mick Jagger can haunt us even though he's not dead yet. That's awesome.
Man!
Yes.
God,
actually,
I got shitty music.
As soon as you guys walk in, there are speakers, and the speakers are also blasting this out.
Oh, my.
You guys are -1 to any alertness rolls.
I turn around and shout at the guy who's following us. Is this you? Are you doing this? Is this how you're talking to us?
Could you stop that?
I shout at him. Could you stop that?
He just looks at you.
Fine. I hex the speakers.
You hex the speakers. The music still comes out.
All right, let's go.
Yep. Follow the ruler.
Okay. You guys follow the ruler. This is an immense stadium. A gladiatorial ring. Where people fight to the death. Well, not to the death, but they fight. kind of.
I thought people play basketball here.
Oh, I was trying to jazz it up a little. People just play basketball here, and they don't anymore. And this, and it's actually everything looks rusted. If you see any metal, it looks like it has been sitting out in the Alabama sun for 20 years, just rusted and old. There is mold and death just growing everywhere that it can. Has anyone ever lived in a high temperature, high humidity environment and just seen a house that was got flooded?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, this is what this looks like and smells like.
Okay.
For no wonder
they can't sell it. I think this would be a bad investment.
For anyone who has it, literally any surface has mold. And that blackish green stuff that looks like it will kill you if you ever inhale it, that kind of crap. And it also is very hot and just, and any metal is rusted. Any surface has this kind of moldy death on it.
Right. Okay.
Let's make our way. There's got to be some sort of. All right. There's got to be some kind of door, portal.
As you were walking in, the closer you get to the arena itself, the more it points down until you stand over the center court of the arena and it's just pointing straight down.
Okay, there's got to be some kind of.
Yeah, start looking for like an access hatch, elevator that goes, you know, sub level.
Oh,
stop
yeah.
Stamping around on the floor.
Maybe the locker room or something. Roll
there. Xander?
Is this breaking on inanimate objects as well?
Yes. Okay. No, there is not a Xander scream and then a Xander size hole in the floorboards.
I wasn't trying to break it. I'm just trying to find the if this hollow beneath us.
Yeah, I know, but it's moldy and you know what?
Yes, I suppose I hadn't really thought of that. Yeah.
It destroys them. You can see the player's entrance seem to slope down. Do you want to take the home court or the away court?
Well, we are the away side, I guess.
No, we're the home team, dude.
Oh, they're the away. Yeah, okay.
We go to the down to the away locker room.
Give me a lore roll. A lore. Anyone who has lore can make this. Well, no. Just Abel. Yeah. Abel, you can make a lore roll. Sure. There feels like there's almost like a web right before you would walk into both the home and away side.
Stop.
Stopping.
Just a faint wisp of power.
Okay.
If you hadn't made it so well, you don't even think you would have noticed it.
Is it a ward? Like, what is it?
It's just an ever so faint ward.
Okay, what would happen if we crossed it? Would it make some kind of noise?
Yeah, probably. Just a little itty bitty teensy noise.
Okay.
So we're not going this way?
I don't know, let's see. I think, can I disable it?
Can we go through the wall like we did the last place?
Ooh, I like that idea.
You missed it. We kicked in a neighbor's place, and then we went to the neighbor next to the neighbor and kicked in that place instead. And went in through the wall. Yeah.
That's it. Let's try the other entrance first.
Oh, that one doesn't have one.
Okay. Let's see, is there... Yeah, I guess we'll try to find some kind of service entrance, or maybe, I don't know, service tunnel or something.
Yeah, you guys can find a, over to the left-hand side, you can find a entrance down at the, just a locked door. Seems to be one of those steel heavy ones. Seems to be put in maybe in the last few hours. No, not that. Seems to be put in fairly new. It doesn't have any of the rust, any of the mold, anything like that.
I look around for Whistler.
Oh, he's still right behind you. And you
right,
guys
he didn't venture down that tunnel when we didn't go down there.
No.
All right, just checking.
Yeah, so I guess examine the door. I mean, if it's not magically warded, I guess we'll try to...
You can give me a lore roll. And someone else, if anyone else has maybe the burglary skill.
Burglary. I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, I can give it a shot.
You don't think it's warded.
Hmm. All right.
You're trying.
We all have burglary.
Yep.
You're trying to beat a 4, basically.
Oh, wow.
It is a very, very well done door.
Trying to beat a 4.
Yes, get
not
a 4.
So we need to.
Or if you get less successes, it's just going to take less time and be louder.
Take less time.
Well, I'm sorry. Take more time and be louder. And does anyone have, like, lockpick tools or anything like that?
Yeah.
Not on me.
It's called a
straw
fist.
I found on the floor.
Okay, so you're at negatives.
Can we just try to rip it off?
Sure you can. I got nothing against that.
That's probably the way we're going to have to do it.
Okay.
Bite. Whoever wants to do it.
Right. I think we all are going to help together, pretty much.
Okay. Five shifts total.
All right. Well, first thing off, I am going to go ahead, since we're probably going to get in combat soon anyway, transform.
Wolf.
Big wolf. Woof. And I'll go ahead and
open that door.
Take a flying leap at it there. So
you're going to huff and puff.
7.
And...
Yeah, something like
blow your house down.
Mm-hmm. And see, I got plus 3 for it being an inanimate object, so blam, 7.
Boom. Bam. It goes down like a chump. Ka-choom! Echoes throughout the hallway. Oh, and you can give me a survival roll.
Ah, okay. Oh, yeah, it's better in this form anyway. Let's see. 2, 3, 4.
All right, this is going better than I thought.
3.
Okay. You smell dead things.
Of course
you
I do.
Smell several.
Hey.
Not 2, not 3, but several.
Many, 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 right.
Well, not many, many, but just several. More than 3, less than 10.
What, dead people?
Right. I will go forward with my pack, who I guess have also transformed at this point.
Oh, yeah, and they're also looking very, very freaked out.
Mm.
All right, gentlemen. This is what we're in here for. We got to get the bad guy. I hope now he should be pretty weak. You should get him while he's still asleep. However, I do need you to take a stake and shove it through the heart of each of these corpses.
You want us to mutilate corpses? I didn't think you were that cool.
All right. You guys continue down on the way. The tunnel seems to be actually a little bit more earthen hewn here.
Oh, I mean, I'm totally serious about the staking.
Yeah, no hands. Up to you.
I have a mallet.
He wolfs back at you. How many people are down there? He knows, but you don't. Okay, you guys head on down this tunnel. It leads ever downward and downward. The whistler following you behind you, just ever keeping up his tune, never really changing, always going. It's like he's on the repeat track. And the walls seem to be closing in. There's only, at the beginning of the tunnel, it's wide enough for two wolves to go breast to breast, but now it's only big enough for one person to go.
That's me. I'm keeping my senses open, and in this form, I've got the supernatural sensing as well.
Okay. It smells, you know what it smells like. In fact, you almost wish you could claw out your nose. It smells so...
You know what? I just thought of something way cool that we should have done.
What way cool thing should you guys have done?
Well, I could shift back and forth without any problem, right? I mean, it doesn't... Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So, like, right, we need to go and get that carpet that we snagged. It's on the back of my motorcycle.
Damn.
And what are we going to do with that?
Who knows?
Down.
Yeah. Could be very useful.
All right. Well, we're carrying a lot of stuff. I mean, fine. I mean, if you want to go and get it, sure.
Yeah, I send one of the other guys back to snag it and tell him make sure not to unroll it.
He is going to have to go back past the whistler.
Oh, yeah. So he's blocking the way, is he?
Yes. Yes, he is.
Fine. It was a thought.
I mean, I don't know if it's... And this thing, whatever it is, seems to be merely curious about what we're going to do. I mean, it should be... I don't want to say it should be safe, because I know I'll pay for that when the universe notices that I said that.
Yeah. But, you know, you just said that he actually is blocking the way, right?
A small bit of rock falls from the top of the cavern and clunks you on the top of the head. No. Yes,
he's just in the way, he is blocking the way, as in he is not letting the guy pass.
Well, it's one person abreast, and he is a full person, if not a little bit more. He might be 6'6", 350.
Right.
This is a big boy.
Would you mind moving aside so one of us can get past you?
He shifts and moves aside.
Oh, okay. Excellent. So I guess you're sending one of your men to go get the rug.
Okay. He is gone. Do you guys just want to camp out here?
Yeah, we'll wait for a bit.
All right.
You can do some reconnaissance, sniff down the passage a bit.
Yes, it seems like you guys aren't that far away from your goal.
Ah, okay, yeah. Why do I feel like we're being herded?
Hey, as long as we get where we're going.
Yeah, I guess.
The sentinel takes his place at the end of the one way out, one way in. God, this would be a bad place to meet a zombie. Or, you know, a black court master who has eight boxes and does six damage.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's without trying doing anything. Yes.
Yeah. That's just him just walking up there and being stupid and going, oh, I kind of feel like killing you.
Do you think you could fit your car down here?
Motorcycle. I could definitely get a motorcycle down here.
Yep. Just wait a bit for him to come back.
Okay. He eventually gets back. Mm-hmm. And the thing just keeps whistling his tune.
Okay, so I will take the lead again.
All right.
You wolf can... out, sense his eye, and going forward.
Okay. Actually, give me... Is your supernatural senses. Give me a... Never mind. No, not at this time. You can't. You're not going to smell that. Continue on.
I should have played a temple dog.
Oh, yeah, totally. That would have been awesome. You continue on down the tunnel. It is still getting claustrophobic, and it seems to be shrinking in on you when you finally bust through into another door. It is you guys round the bend, and pretty much only you and whoever's in second place can see the door.
Right. I will turn my head and look at the mage and look at the door. Look at the mage, look at the door.
All right, I examine the door.
Give me a lore roll.
Lower it up.
You really like rolling those zeros on your lore, don't you?
That's the median number, isn't it?
Yes, it keeps rolling back there. This is actually a fire spell, and basically what the ward on this one is going to do is fill this cavern full of fire.
Gotcha.
So basically, it's not going to be enough to... It would probably be enough to give someone a first-degree burn if it didn't suck out all the oxygen out of the air, which it would do.
No problem. Well, the genius of this is that it's in a very confined space, and the weakness of this is that it's in a very confined space. As I draw a circle,
you get past Wolfman. You get past Wolfman.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm drawing a circle on the ground that touches each side of the cavern.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Nah, I need a spell to contain whatever, like, all right, how much force is this thing gonna give it up?
Ooh, you can open a door into the Never Never and have it blast through there.
That'd be cool. It's gonna blast out maybe 3 ranks.
Oh, that's not that much.
Oh, no, like I said, it's not that bad of a spell.
Okay.
The problem is oxygen.
Well, the fire will all be on the other side of the circle from us.
Hopefully.
Sure it will.
Because
I'm going to make a shield.
Okay.
The shield of the circle will prevent anything. So on our side, we should be fine.
Mm-hmm.
But even if it does burn you, I mean, it doesn't take a long time for oxygen to rush back in to fill the void.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully not.
We shall see. Now, okay. Go ahead and give me that. Whatever you're going to do, it's going to be... it's below your power level, so you're not going to take... You're going to take one consequence, but give me discipline to control whatever it is you're going to do.
I'm putting 3 shifts of power in. I'm taking 1 mental stress. And because my conviction can handle it, so I'm rolling discipline to cast a spell.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
You make it fairly easily.
Excellent.
You have a 3 shifts shield right in front of you and Thad in between you and the door.
Uh-huh. Okay. Let's see. should trigger the ward on the door.
How are you going to trigger the ward on the door?
Damn it. This is a problem.
What's the problem?
Oh, wait. The sides of the thing are made of earth, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All I need to do is dig a little divot, like, on the side around the circle.
Mm-hmm.
And just, hit the door with something.
You could do this?
Like, anything. Anything will do.
All right. You do this. The flame gouts out. Your shield protects you.
Hold my breath.
A little bit of flame escapes around the edge of your shield into the divot that you have dug. But, take a physical point of stress from that. But besides that, you're protected. There, Governor. And the oxygen in the room does not go away.
All right.
Still holding my breath.
All right, let's move in.
All right. The door is still in front of you.
Well, I should be able to open it now.
Unless there's a second trap.
Or it's locked.
Oh, the door's locked. The wolf paws at the door with his feeble claws.
All
and
right,
looks it back at you and whines.
One of
I
you
don't think
with...
so.
Right, so one of you with the burglary. Make with the burglary.
Or, yeah, I'm just going to batter the door down again.
Yeah, give me your roll. All
right.
Jesus, wait, they know we're coming already. We set off the wards, we whistled.
Yep.
Wind speakers. Yeah.
Bird. Okay, you guys break down this door, and you see Mr. K sitting in a chair. It's a nice red chair. With it's almost like a throne, really. Reclining in it, and there are six of his fellow people just standing in a. Well, I'm sorry, not six. Four of his fellow people, because you guys have killed three of them. Standing around it in a small semicircle, in between him and you. I'm sorry, not behind him. They're standing behind him in a small semicircle. So, gentlemen.
Okay.
We never exchanged insurance details last night.
Nah. I'm afraid you hit a wall.
Wasn't talking. My friend here, he hit you.
I'm afraid that my insurance would be far, far too high. The voice is kind of whispery, and you hear the cracking of his jaws as he flaps his lips.
So let's all level our super soakers now. Nobody look anyone in the eye.
I do hope that you're not planning on doing anything foolish, like trying to retrieve the book.
Why would you think that, I say, as I toss a propane tank into the corner of the room?
A pity. And they all blur.
Wreck 'em.
Oh!
Okay, give me a... Well, let's go on to initiative. I'm going to do one wolf for your initiative... I impersonate. Add to initiative.
Well, no initiative button, so...
Well, no, there are initiative...
Alertness plus your...
Yes, no.
I'm slow. My wolves are faster.
Okay.
Your wolves are at what? Your wolves are at 8?
No, I thought you said you were going to roll once for the wolves. They have speed. I have strength. That was the big difference, or toughness.
Okay.
I don't have supernatural speed. They do.
Okay. You're 3. Xander is 2. Call him out. Cern, you're 8?
Yes.
All right. Governor, you're 2. What are you?
Oh, sorry.
Alertness.
I'm 3, not 2.
What does inhuman speed give you for a boost? I'll roll for...
Plus four.
Okay.
So are you using your inhuman speed there?
No, I'm just rolling for the wolves. Okay. I've already rolled. I got a 3. Wolves got a 5.
Okay, so Xander, what's your total?
I'm a 3.
Okay, you're 3. All right. And Governor, what's your total? 5?
That's right.
All right. Sorry, I have... And I probably should have put map tools. I should have thought about this beforehand. Zombie. Undead Lich. All right. What's his name? Mr. K. All right. And you said inhuman speed only gives you plus 4?
Yes.
Yep.
All right. BC. Copy and paste punch. All right, there we go. All right. Someone roll me a 4 fudge dice. While I'm... Yeah, I'm just trying to put them in the initiative order for
you. There you go.
All right, and roll again. Roll it 4 times.
Okay. Actually. I thought you meant like 4 or 5. Okay, there. All
right. And... that's not what I wanted to do, so... 8. 8, 6, 4, and 5. All right. All right, Cern. Give me a D4, Cern.
A D4?
I'm sorry. Yeah, D4.
Never
mind. Just roll me a D-fudge. Just roll the skill.
Okay.
Holy crap. All right. I think you're going first there, Bubba. Holy crap. Wow. That was me impersonating Governor, by the way, and not actually Governor. So you go first. Mr. K goes second. And Black Court number 2 goes last. All right, so you guys are going to try to set fire. Anyways, whatever. Spray with your thing. Who are you trying to hit?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
I'm actually going to try to set up my friends.
Okay.
Basically, I'm going to run forward and do like the... sideways body roll across the floor and then like a handspring back up to my feet. I'm dropping my gun. I really don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to give the off balance or, you know, or prone aspect to Big Bad.
Okay.
So basically, I'm doing like a body roll into him and then trying to get back to my feet.
Okay. Give me a your athletics.
Sure, I can do that.
A 4?
Yes.
Alright. Impersonate him and roll. Where is it? There it is. Wow, you make him prone. Congrats.
Nice.
Mr. K uses his turn to stand up, and he's going to dislodge the prone aspect from himself. Black Court number 2 is going to walk up to you and claw your eyes out.
Me?
Yes, you.
I will dodge. Go yes. Figure.
Really weird. Wow, I don't think he's going to succeed. No, he's not going to succeed.
Yeah, as he swipes at me, like at my face, I do the bend back so far that my hands touch the ground, and then like kick my feet back and do like kind of a back somersault away from him.
All right, Black Court number 2, number 3 is going to walk up to you. I'm sorry, Black Court number 1 is going to walk up to you and also try to claw your face out.
Do I roll separately for each one? Or?
Yeah, you roll separately for each one, and you're at a negative for this one. I believe you're at a negative 2 for ganging up.
Isn't it a minus 1 for every additional person past the first?
Yes, I believe it is. It's either 1 or 2. Eh. Let me see if I can find the gang up rules. There is no gang up. Anyways, go ahead. I'll go with number negative 1.
Okay. Well, that was less
fun. Less fantastic?
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't much matter, because once again, I can't roll. How do you miss this one?
Okay, so he came up to me. He was also trying to swipe my head off.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so yeah, I just recovered from the, like, doing the back handspring. Screw it. There's a wall to my back, and I just kind of, when I see him, I thrust my body forward, kicking off the wall, and kind of do a forward roll away from the wall. If that makes any sense.
Yes, it does. Nice. Okay. Mr. Governor.
Sure. I'm going to attempt to, let's see, I guess hit that zombie that attacked.
They all attacked.
That's right.
Except Mr. K.
Good point. I'll just hit the closest one with the water.
Okay, that's going to be BC1. Give me a guns roll.
Okay. Shooting. Oh, not bad.
Good. Googly moogly.
He now has the, with this maneuver, he now has the aspect hit with holy water. Like,
all right. Well, let's see if he can dodge. No, he sucks. He wonders at the hell that is his existence.
Inhuman toughness? I think no.
He screams loudly, and its shrieks pierce the night. Thad and Xander, you both can give me alertness rolls.
Okay.
Nope.
You know, Xander, you don't notice, but Thad... the Whistler is no longer several, you know, yards behind you. He is now right behind y'all. Like, he would be considered breathing down your neck if he actually breathed.
Right.
Anyways, BC number 3 is going to walk up to, once again, Cern and try to claw his face off.
What'd I do?
You attacked their master.
That's true. Minus 2 this time?
Yep. Yeah, 4. Doop, doop, doop.
I didn't.
Oh, he hits. He actually has a weapon 4.
Yeah, I think that I'm probably going to go with.
So that would.
I don't know.
5 box.
Yeah, I know. Has my combat style been adrenaline junkie enough to tag White Court adrenaline junkie?
Yes, it has.
All right, then I will tag that. Bumping Was that?
No, I would say it's more suicidal than adrenaline junkie.
Yes, I say going up to the big bad, surrounded by his minions, and then shoving him on the ground would count as definitely an adrenaline rush.
Okay. Then I will tag that aspect to get a 4 so that he misses.
All right, no problemo. Take off.
I need to click this.
Yes. All right, it's Brody.
Dad, you got to control Brody.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. This is the three of them together, or do you want me to roll them all separately?
No, three of them together.
Okay, here we go. Okay, I'm going to assume they just have a, let's say, skill of 3 just as a base.
Mm-hmm.
Is that fair? Okay, and then so plus their attack value, 5. Blam. So, yeah, they all go after the master guy.
Okay. No problem. They go all after him. He is going to dodge and defend.
There's 3 of them that should make that a 6 instead of a 4. But
we're just going to count them as 1 for sake of ease. And they actually do manage to hit.
If they hit, what's the difference? 1, so they do an additional 4 because of claws, so they're going to end up getting 5 points on him.
Okay, I got down what they got on him. They check one of his boxes. Mm-hmm. His suit, his immaculately tailored suit, it was Italian, disappears under their claws.
Yay.
He does not be happy about this.
Hit him with the holy water and garlic.
I scream with a woman as I see the beautiful suit destroyed.
And the Black Court vampire is going to take out his rage on the people who are actually doing damage to his master.
Woohoo!
He gets a 4. A 3. So. If any of these vampires could ever roll anything other than a -1, I might actually, have some threatening villains here.
Mm-hmm. So you want me to roll a dodge for them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, we'll just do the base. 3. Please. Blam. So.
Oh.
Ooh. One of them takes a 7.
Takes a 7. Ooh, okay. I'm sure that takes him out.
If he hit the one that was soaked, that guy's down.
No, this was one of the werewolves.
Mm-hmm.
Is no longer there.
Oh, no, never
mind. Decrease their skill by 1 for the combat.
Okay.
So there's one less of them. Thad, your turn.
Okay, I am going to grapple the guy.
Okay.
What I'm doing is basically using my size and weight, since I'm a much larger, denser wolf, and just bowl him over and pin him down so that the other people can soak him and stake him.
All right,
so let's see.
Two, one, one. Grapples.
Might skill. Let's give us something like this. When you successfully grapple a target, you establish a block against all actions he might take in the exchange. It's also prevented from sprinting or supplemental movement until the grapple is broken. I have to roll every exchange in order to maintain the grapple on your opponent.
Right, but in order to do a grapple, you have to tag or invoke an appropriate aspect on the target to justify the grapple.
Yeah, so I'm going to do, like I said, I'm going to leap on him. To basically bowl him down. So I'm going to...
Right. You can put that... That would put the maneuver... That would tag him with the aspect prone.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't do that and do the action at the same time.
Ah, gotcha. Okay. All right.
He has to already have the aspect prone for you to tag it.
Okay. Shoot. Well, I'll just wait for somebody else to get that aspect on him, and I'll just rip into him.
All right. Give me an attacker roll.
Six. So...
Holy crap.
So I do five boxes because I do another four with might and claws and such.
All right, no problemo. Once again, his suit rips around him as the wolf's claws dig in deep. And just quick question. Seven, you got a fist of four in beast form.
No, because after the experience last time, I bumped. I guess you don't have my new sheet.
No, I don't.
Yeah. Beast form, it's five.
Okay.
Then I get two more for using a might-based attack from my inhuman strength.
Uh-huh.
So that's where I'm getting seven. And then if I connect, I get an additional 4 points of damage from claws and the might.
Isn't it a plus two to the damage rather than a plus two to the roll?
No, it says that if you're using an attack that is based on like a strength move, it says to might. It doesn't say to roll. It says to might.
One quick second. Wait. Let me read this.
Yep.
Supernatural. Well... I'm going to look up supernatural.
Are you looking at hammer blows for?
No, he's looking at. Oh, well, sorry.
Whenever you let's see, when you're using an attack that depends on muscular force, it does say damage. Yeah, you're right. It does. Sorry, grappling.
Yes, I'm
still trying to learn it myself.
Yeah, because I was just reading the vampires. Yeah, so it basically tags on to your weapon.
Okay, I would not have beaten his score then.
Okay, so he does not take that additional box. And his suit looks happy for it, and so does Sun there for a fleeting second. Xander.
There are still several vampires attacking Sun here, yes?
Oh yeah, three of them.
All right. And the throne is still standing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I am going to run right past them all. I still have my cane, which I use. I'm going to try and hook one of them around the neck and as I run past and try and catch him so that he rams into the throne along the way.
Give me a weapons roll.
Yep. Yeah, rubbish.
All right. He sees you coming and ducks down his head at the last second, and your cane rattles off the throne.
Hey, no fair.
Mr. K looks at you, annoyed. All right, goes back up to Cern. Cern, you can make me an alertness roll again.
Yeah, I can do that.
Ah, jeez.
Really fantastic.
No, you're not going to notice this. All right, what do you do?
Okay, so it looks like everyone's just jumping on the big guy.
Several people have, yes.
Yeah. Sure. Then I guess what I will continue to do. Here, how high is the roof in here?
It's 12 feet high. It's a natural cavern. Yeah.
Oh, it's a cavern?
Yes. It was a natural.
So there's
cabin.
Where's the light coming from? I'm just trying to get a feeling for the room.
There is no light.
There's no light?
No. I should have mentioned this. No light.
Okay.
This is my. Okay. Sorry. This is probably something I should have asked as y'all headed down here. What are you guys using for a light source? Because there was no light in the tunnel.
Yeah, that wasn't mentioned.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that. So that I'll
severely changes things.
Yes, yes, it does. There is no light here.
I'm using bioluminescent moss that grows naturally on the sides of the cavern.
No, no, you're not.
And I'm using a flashlight.
If you spin a fate chip, there can be bioluminescent moss that grows. But no. Yes, you can use a flashlight. Everybody else using a flashlight except the wizard?
I have wizard light.
Okay.
I have the eyes of the wolf. And
yeah, you would.
Yeah, really. So if there's ambient light around.
Yes, my apologies. So anyway, sir.
All right. What I'm going to do is I'm going to run towards Mr. K.
Mm-hmm.
And at the last minute, jump aside, clicking on and off my flashlight rapidly in his eyes.
Once again, that's... Hmm.
What is this, a rave?
Apparently. that...
I'm trying to give him the...
blinded.
Oh, shit, I can't see.
Yes. Aspect. Also known as blinded.
That's a way less cool aspect.
give me a... I don't... just give me a flex check.
Sure, I guess I can do that. You said athletics?
Yes, because that seems to be the main part of your maneuver.
Eh, pretty crappy.
He sees through what you're doing and puts his hand over his eyes.
I will spend a fate point to reroll.
Okay.
Tagging, I always win.
No problem.
So remove fate point. Ah, still crappy. Oh, well.
All right. No problem. Mr. K. Mr. K looks behind you in horror and then bolts.
Looks behind me?
Yes.
He's terrified.
Yes. He is terrified of something.
All concern.
Yes, I know, right?
All right, and he says, hold him back. And he runs for a door that seems to be on the other edge of the cavern. And he picks up the book and runs that way. I don't need to roll for that. All right.
Damn it.
BC2. He is going to try to claw Cern's face off. No, not that high. Doot. 5. Dodgy roll, sir.
Sorry. Dodgy. Flop.
He's going to connect and do 5 total damage. Box
yeah,
5.
Yeah, I think I'm going to. You know what? I think I might
go back.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with. Fuck this, I'm out. I'm just going to disengage this guy.
All right.
Send a fate point.
All right. +2. No problem. You have run out of fate points, sadly.
Yes, I have.
The first vampire that was wailing on you retreats to his master's side. The then governor, it's your turn. Make me an alertness check.
Okay. Okay. 5.
Mr. Whistler is no longer behind you at all. He's actually not there. He's gone.
I see. Actually, that's good to know. I think I know what's going on here. I say, as I hit a black cord vampire with the holy water.
Give me a guns roll.
God damn it. No, I totally missed.
Yeah, he doesn't even have... Well, I'll give him a roll. No, he can't fail that badly. So I'm not going to bother with the roll. It's +3. He is also going to retreat, try to get in front of his master and put his body in between you and his master. Brody.
Hit them with the holy water. Damn it.
Bart, yeah, you control both, Brody.
Getting my die thing going.
Okay, who are you attacking?
Oh, just one of the Black Court guys that are still standing around.
Okay. Just a random one?
Yep, whichever one's closest.
Okay, I'll hit the closest one. The one that killed their buddy. Or not killed, but fatally wounded the buddy. He dodges in and out between the wolf's teeth and manages to slide in between them and just look at them like they're insignificant to them. It's Black Court number 4, and he is also going to withdraw from this combat to try to try to protect his master.
Take a clove of garlic and like poke one at the end of each of your claws.
That.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna try and bowl over the master guy again. I'm gonna try to knock him to the ground, give him the prone.
Okay. Give me an athletics check. If you're going to try to knock him down.
Guess not. I don't really have athletics. I guess I'm just going to run into him then. I mean.
Give me a fist.
Yeah.
Nasty.
Wow.
You connect.
I do 5.
Mm-hmm. You do something. Yeah. You think that actually his skin underneath them, it doesn't feel like, it almost feels like biting into steel rather than just biting into flesh. But nevertheless, you've ruined another suit. Xander.
So he's not quite out of the door, but he is.
Yeah.
There.
Yep.
I pull out an actual gun. And shoot the propane tank in the corner that Abel threw there before.
All right. Give me a guns check. You shoot Thad. You think you might have hit the wall.
Woohoo! I celebrate.
Are you trying to add the aspect blown the fuck up to this scene?
To the whole room, yeah.
On fire. I was trying to do that and set the book on fire at the same time.
All right, Cern, you go. There's one that is trying to claw your face off.
You know what? There's the smart thing to do, and then there's the compulsive adrenaline junkie thing to do. I think I'm going to do the more ballsy option. Pulling one of the cloves of garlic like a hand grenade and twisting it so I have some in both hands. Mm-hmm. I'm going to just, you know, because I've been using my speed this whole time, I'm running up behind Mr. K, and I'm trying to slam both cloves of garlic into his eyes.
Fist. Give me a fist.
Sure. Gotta check this.
That was truly the ballsy things to do, and can not the smart thing to.
Can I get a fate point for it?
I will give you maybe. Let's see if you
if it was cool enough for a fate point, I'm spending a fate point. Just letting you know.
It was cool enough for a fate point. It was cool enough for a fate point. You have a single fate point.
I spend it.
Okay. What do you spend it on?
I'm spending it to connect with these cloves of garlic to his face.
Right, but you have to tag an aspect that has not been tagged this scene.
Oh, I got you. Let's see here. That hasn't been tagged this scene?
Yes. You can only tag an aspect once this scene.
Wow. That's tricky. I did not know that rule. Trying to think of a way some of my other ones would work. He's not particularly intolerant.
No. He was trying to freaking negotiate again.
Are there any aspects on the scene?
There is power is for the taking.
Wow.
Power is for the taking? Mm-hmm. And then we've got... All right. Sorry to slow the game down. I'm gonna tag Take Back the Night. Isn't that one of the ones for the...
Yep, that's one of the ones for the city in general.
Yep, I'll tag that one.
All right. You tag that one and plunge the garlic into his eyes. Yes. He screams.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and kick in my strength on this one, too. I know I'm going to be really hungry after this.
All right. Yeah, you can do that. All right. I will give him garlic. One, two. Okay. He takes that box and screams so loud that you can barely hear anything else.
Who's the bitch now?
Mr. K is going to open the door, and Mr. Whistler is actually standing in the door.
Add an aspect to Mr. K now.
And it's Black Court 2. Black Court 2 is going to try to rip your freaking head off there,
yeah.
Travis.
Thought that might be the case.
Oh, no.
Oh, all right. Wow. Yeah. Don't roll negative me. Don't roll negative. Holy crap.
Yes. that is 3 plus 4. That's 7 boxes of stress.
Okay. So I'm not familiar with exactly how to do stress. I obviously don't have 7 boxes.
Okay. How many boxes do you have?
3 physical.
Okay. What you can do is take a medium grade consequence, which is things like a medium consequence are
broken arm.
Yeah, broken arm would be a medium consequence. Something that will last for the rest of this session.
Aside from the fact that it won't fool vampires, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, it would last because it's a consequence. I mean, any consequence you take is going to last for as long as you have it.
Okay.
yes.
Yeah, I'll add... Okay. Just give me... Continue.
Yeah. That's fine. Then we're going to go to number 1. He is going to... fling himself at the... he can't really get past Mr. K. So he's going to try to take down Thad. Why not? Because he's there. Oh, my lord. Bert, roll your dodgy if you want to dodge. Wow. He actually connect... Well, what's your athletics?
Don't have any.
Really?
I do have armor 1, though, so it's still going to put him at a -1.
It's going to reduce
damage, yeah.
Yeah, he does a 4, so he'll do 3 boxes in that case.
So box 3, no problem.
Yeah. Yep. Governor.
Okay, the one who I hit with holy water, he's still up?
Oh, yeah.
Then I'm hitting him with a freaking laser.
All right.
Roll discipline to. I still have to roll discipline to target it.
All right, give me that discipline roll. Holy
I
crap!
I light him up like a Christmas tree.
Yeah, you are.
Eat it with your 3 boxes now that you're with holy water.
Yeah. He is going to take the consequence burning. He now has the aspect, I'm on fire. I'm on fire. On. So, yeah. Okay. We're going down to number three.
And that's how you do it.
He is going to also run up to Cern and try to claw his eyes out. I think pissing off their boss might have... It was the ballsy thing to do, sir. It was the ballsy thing to do.
Can I take shredded arm as a moderate consequence?
Yes.
Okay. I was trying to think of a good way to say, you know, cut to the bone kind of deal. So does that give me a minus four to all actions? Is that what
No.
Oh, okay.
It's an aspect they can tap on you, though.
Yeah, and he will tap your aspect shredded arm to get an extra plus two.
Can I bow out of the fight? I know it's in Spirit of the Century. I don't know if it's in this game.
Yeah, you can just, if you want to, you know, be knocked out of the fight, you can just say that you were knocked out of the fight. I know there's, I've read
it
before.
Yeah, you can just give.
Yeah, that's the pretty much the way to put it, is you give.
Yeah, basically I dictate my own way of losing.
Yep.
Essentially. Okay. yeah. So basically as he falls on me with his claws, and you hear like basically the sound of like snapping bones as he tears into me, and I go down in a gout of blood.
Do you have inhuman recovery as a vampire?
Yes.
Then you could have gotten rid of your mild consequence.
He didn't. Did you take a mild one? I thought you took a...
Took a moderate.
Yeah.
A moderate one, okay. So he can't do it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, he took a moderate one. Now we're going to go over to... next person on the list. Gout of blood. I'm taking him off. Brody.
All right. He is just going to rend the vampire they were working on.
Oof. Rough. Number four.
So they do five.
Right. Four, five. Okay. Do bucks that. All right, and it moves over to the one they just hit. He is going to try to take out Thad. And, well, no, shoot. He's going to take out one of the ones in front of him. Four. Dodge for Brody.
Yeah, they have dodge, so let's see. Two.
Two. They get one gets hit and takes a five.
Okay, they get two extra boxes, so that they should be able to take a five.
Okay. They one of them takes a five. Takes it like a wolf. Not a man. The White Court vampire swings his claw, and it thuds deeply into the wolf's ribs. But the wolf still is up and kicking and snarls at him.
Whoops, sorry about that. I say, being the only White Court vampire standing.
Oh, I'm sorry, the vampire. Whatever. Anyways, Dad.
All right, I guess I'm going to take out the one that just took down Cern.
All right.
That's dunk. I am going to spend...
Well, you might not need to spend anything.
Oh, that's right. I could wait until... Yeah.
Yeah, you need to spend some.
Okay, I am going to go ahead and spend... never let them see you sweat. That was a poor blow. I'm going to say, no. I meant that. And I think I will spend it as a re-roll as opposed to an adding.
Okay, yeah.
So I can't get much... Well, I could get much worse than minus two, but... Yeah, there we go. So I...
Oof. Seven. Three difference, plus you got four, so you do seven. To this guy. All right. Do seven to him. Oops, five. All right.
Let me check that and make sure I'm right. All right, you. What do you do? He is not down and out yet.
Well, I'm just going to keep attacking him if he's...
No, I was a mild descriptive. Yeah. You jump on his knee.
I'm not understanding what you're asking.
He wanted a mild description of the...
Oh, what I'm doing? No, I'm going for the... I'm basically chawing on his face.
Oh. He's going to miss that face.
Yeah.
Xander.
We've got the guy still on fire, isn't he? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. I want to walk over to the guy who's on fire and casually push him into Mr. K to try and give the other guy the on fire aspect.
No problem. Give me a fist roll to make that happen.
What skill is that?
Fist.
It's fist, an actual skill, is it?
Yes.
I don't know. Alright.
Just, you, and you get a free tag of, I'm on fire, let me read this. I'm on fire, I'm on fire, I'm on fire. Oh my God, stop the pain, I'm on fire. Jesus Christ, WTF.
Yes, I take that one without repeating.
Just so you know, Richard, you might be able to use deceit if you're tricking him in some way into doing it, which might be better for you.
Yes.
I thought about saying, come over here, I'll put you out, and then hitting him with the holy war. But I didn't do this instead. Ugh, that's one with the tag of the aspect.
Okay.
Wow. That's...
I will give him... He is at severely reduced skills for this because I'm on fire. You actually managed to do it. Let me give Mr. K a roll to not be caught on the fire thing. Horrific. Bad. He is not. You push him, and Mr. K just deftly steps out of the way of the guy on fire. And the vampire, number VC1, collapses in a pile of ash and black, greasy smoke. And we're going to move up to the top. We're actually going to move up to the Whistler. And the Whistler is going to... Yep. Whew. He almost misses. Well,
what did he do?
He swings his axe.
It whistles by.
Yes, it does.
Who is he swinging the axe at?
Mr. K. Oh. And actually, Mr. K collapses into a cloud of black smoke and fine black ash and is no more. All the other black courts scream at the tops of their lungs in a hideous wailing howl. And that is their turn. Governor.
Interesting. That's fine. I'm self-compelling powers for the taking, and I'm taking the book this exchange. This book is mine.
Okay, you can take the book. It starts keening as soon as you touch it. But, Brody. What are you going to have Brody do there, Bert?
Just attacking whatever vampire still up near us. Probably the one that I'm chewing on.
Okay, give him attacker roll.
Yep, blop.
Okay, that one disappears. Under a pile of fur and fangs and blood and ash, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And there's Thad, what do you want to do?
And are there any more of these still standing?
There are two more.
Two more. Well, shoot. I'm going to hit one that's still standing.
All right. Give me an attack roll.
Flap.
Holy crap. That one disappears also. That was a 7 for you at home, for those of you at home. Plus, he has 4. A great claws and whatnot. Mm. All right. And Xander, there's only one standing up. He is holding his head and screaming.
I hit him over the head with the water rifles that we have, hoping that the
explode. Give me a weapons roll. All right, you hit, and you do. You have inhuman strength. He starts screaming for another reason. And it's going to go back up to Governor. Actually, it's going to go back up to Whistler. He points at the book, and he points at himself. And he makes the give here motion. Governor, what do you want to do?
Don't want to give.
Oh, and by the way, take a fate point for self-compelling.
I toss him the book.
All right. Brody.
Self-preservation wins.
Bert, going to have Brody take down the last guy?
He's going to attempt to take down the last one.
Hopefully not. Actually, let's give the guy a roll. He deserves a roll. No, he's going to miss with that.
Okay.
This one is going to reach out and try to strike down the thing that took down his master. I was impersonating the wrong person there, but still stands. 5? Okay. The black court claw chunks into the chest of the Whistler. And withdraws, and it is not bloody. Dad.
And I will try and take out the remaining standing vampire.
All right. You're going to attack Xander?
Oh, is he the only remaining one?
No. But he's also a vampire.
Oh, no. I mean, just one of the standard buys. It looks like Whistler is taking care of the other guy, so. Yep, so blam. Only a 5 this time.
All right. Let's see. Only a 5. Yeah. 4 for you. Oh! Yep. He manages to dodge! Xander. Actually, I'm sorry. He should have rolled a... He doesn't get +1. Actually, he rolled a 5, so...
So he takes 4.
Oh, never mind. Yep. He disappears into into your mouth. No. He tastes like ash. Ash! Because he is ash now.
Chomp. All right. Spits.
I look around for what else is left to do.
There is no one left to kill except your teammates and Whistler. Whistler's over there.
Oh, I try whistling at him in Morse code.
Okay, no problem. You whistle at him ineffectually. And he turns and walks off. We are out of combat unless someone wants to stop Whistler.
I groan.
I think that is bad to try and stop him.
Probably.
I something tells me this. My keen wizard senses. All right, let's collect up. We need to collect up the ashes of all these vampires and scatter them. So that they never ever return, and they don't haunt us as ghosts.
Okay, Thad, what do you want to do?
Check on my fallen wolf.
Okay, no problem. And Xander, what do you want to do?
Point and laugh. But,
okay, I was interested if anyone wanted to do anything about him.
No, I'm kidding. I'm going to go ahead and attempt to heal him.
Thad, also give me a medicine roll for your scholarship.
Scholarship? Okay.
Yeah.
I guess I will transform to do this then, so me can think again. Yeah. Such that it is.
Your buddy probably could do with a hospital.
Okay.
He might survive if you get into a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
He's breathing. It's kind of whistling in this odd, odd tune.
Right. Check on CERN next.
Yeah, Governor, give me a scholarship roll for CERN.
Afraid not.
All right. Well, he might be living. You don't think that people are supposed to bleed pink?
Yeah, I mean, he'll recover. He just might be a little crazy or hungry.
Chicks dig amputees.
And the last person in the room there, Xander. I'm sure you were using your supernatural powers. What all did you use?
Speed. No. I didn't hit anybody to use strength. I didn't need to dodge anything. I didn't incite any sort of
emotions in anything.
I was
completely
ineffectual in this particular combat.
A discipline roll at versus two.
Do I need to roll anything, or will I do that when I wake up?
Oh, when you wake up.
Okay.
Smurfette might not be happy that you wake up, but...
Well, considering that I'm probably using Inhuman Recovery, that's 6 points that I'm going to have to roll against.
Yes. Xander, you do not immediately need to feed.
Oh, that's fine. I'm good.
Which is good.
I haven't eaten since yesterday.
For you.
I don't know. I might have got some chicks while I smelt like death. They might have liked that, actually.
Well, probably not. So, what do y'all want to do now? The wounded have been looked after, and bandages wrapped around the wolf.
To get him to the hospital, so we'll use our standard MO for whenever one of the gang gets hurt. We do a drive-by of a hospital and dump them out on the front.
Okay, no problemo. You can definitely do that.
All right, we do still need to, you know, gather up the ashes of all these vampires and scatter them.
Why? What's that got to do with anything?
Because they died in ways that I would consider to be a little... They might have been a little angry when they died. Especially the ones that were on fire. And when that happens, a supernatural creature dies in like emotional turmoil like that. They may leave behind a ghost, which will most likely want to kill people who tried to push them while they were on fire into their masters.
Good point. CERN, you lay there. Can we just come back with Dustbusters and hoover them all up? I think that's probably the easiest way to make sure we get everything.
We could soak the floor with what's left of our super soakers, or better yet, we've got all this gasoline here.
Yeah, but I thought we needed to collect it up. If we just needed to burn them some more, now that we've burnt them, then...
Yeah, we should...
Yeah, I'm all for that.
We should make some effort to collect them up, and then burn the place down. It's the only way to be sure. But let's move CERN out of here first.
We can take him back to his club. I'm sure they've got cleaning staff or something that we can get stuff.
Why do you need to be cleaned?
Dustbusters.
Oh, never mind. Right. Will somebody explain to me how biomancy works? I'm completely confused by the description of trying to use magic to heal people.
I have never read that. So.
Look, he'll be fine. Just all give right. him a day or so. He'll be... Not even that. Give him a night. It'll be fine.
All right. So, there's CERN. What is your hunger stress, by the way. How many hunger stress do you have?
Who are you talking to there?
Cern? Yes, Cern. Travis.
He's got zero right now, unless he failed the last one.
Well, yeah. How many ranks do you have on your hunger stress? This could become important. Sorry.
What's your boxes? What's
are
your
you there? Sorry, I walked off for like 30 seconds, and apparently I became important.
Yes, you did. how many hunger stress boxes do you have, just for my knowledge?
Including in human recovery.
Not that, including
you. Oh, you mean the stress box. I have 4 stress boxes for hunger. Total.
Discipline of 4.
No. I have a discipline of 3, and I have 4 stress boxes.
Yes, that is true.
And I have to roll against 6.
Yep.
Okay, so you want that roll?
Well, in human recovery. How quickly are you going to recover?
By the end of the next scene. Well, I don't know. When you abdicate or whatever it's called, that's another consequence, is it not?
Yeah.
So,
but he does get a fate chip for that.
Yeah. Remember to take your fate chip for that.
Like fate chip?
Yep. Anytime you abdicate.
And he goes berserk.
Haven't you recovered from leaving normal?
Yeah, because basically I'm recovering from a mild consequence right now.
No, you're in a major, medium one.
He's a moderate one at the moment. He's got to take a severe one in order to check himself out.
I guess that's what I don't understand completely.
You will say you were knocked the hell out for that scene. And, yeah, you can recover whenever you want. But as soon as you recover, you're going to have to roll.
Okay.
So you can recover now, actually.
Yeah. I mean, do they drop me off at the...
Where do you guys drop him off?
Yeah, we take him to... I keep wanting to say ecstasy. It's eternity, isn't it?
Yes.
Eternity. We take him there. We see if they've got dustbusters. We get them.
Yes. Okay.
And we leave the dead body for Mika to deal with.
Okay. give me your discipline roll there, sir.
Sure, I'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, I'm driving his car.
Yeah. You take 2 on your hunger stress, but that does not mean that you immediately need to freak out and eat somebody. You're just really, really hungry. And you wake up. And you're lying on a pavilion bed in the, what you know is Mika's room in the hotel. And she is bandaging you up assiduously.
Hey, sexy.
She doesn't even acknowledge that you are awake. But instead, the bandage that goes on this time goes on really, really hard. Like, she takes that iodine crap, the one that really stings like hell, and just pours it into your wound.
Oh, kinky. Oh, God. Okay. hungry are you?
And then she wraps up the bandages nice and tight. And then she goes out of the room and inside...
Love you.
into the room struts a blonde, and we will close on that scene.
Oh, just
does the blonde at least look pretty vital? Like
yes,
not too sickly. Okay,
no.
If you concede, you don't take any consequences for conceding. That's the point of conceding. You give up before you have to take anything.
I thought you when
From
you concede
conflict, but you can still be injured.
Concession is basically a special form of being taken out. You lose the conflict, but you get to decide your character's fate on your own terms instead of the opponent's. That way your character doesn't have to take any consequence you're not willing to take and can avoid fates that might arise from being taken out.
Okay, yeah. That's fine. He still had it.
So basically he fell to the floor and everybody thought he was dead, left him alone,
yep.
or whatever.
Yeah.
So nobody else wanted to attack him. That's fine.
That's something to look up. Okay.
And then the cashing out you get if you've taken a consequence already during a conflict, when you cash out either by taking either by a concession or being taken out. Either one will get you the fate chip if you've taken a consequence. And since he's taken a moderate, even though he did a concession, he gets the chip for it.
Alright. Oh crap, I didn't even know this was here. On a handy dandy cheat chart is on page 411.
Yeah, that the last few pages are. Yeah, you hadn't seen that.
No,
GM team pages.
No.
Oh, they're super helpful.
Yeah, those look really really helpful. Wow, I wish I had known these were here. Probably would have made crap a lot easier. Anyways, okay, so everyone gets healed up. The vampires are hoovered up. Anything else y'all want to have happen?
Not really. I mean, give the vampires to...
I'm willing to self-compel.
Whatever you're gonna do.
I'm willing to self-compel. My uncle's a Red Court vampire, and he wants me back to receive a message from him.
We'll deal with that next game.
Dun, dun, dun. Okay.
Oh no, there are things that will happen as a result of this. And who is reporting back to whose boss on what they found out?
Well, I'm reporting back to the alpha that I need to report back to.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell Mika what happened.
Okay. But not your sister?
Yeah, I'll tell her too. We'll all go to Waffle House. I'll say I have something really important to say.
No. Y'all aren't going to Waffle House. Y'all are going to something like Ruth Chris or...
God damn it.
Whatever the equivalency is.
Alright. If they're that high class, then when you ask them, they should be able to send out to Waffle House for you.
Alright. And then... Xander, you reporting this back to your mother?
Yeah, I was waiting on a phone call from her. Anyway, yeah.
It's running a little late. We'll deal with that.
You have a mom?
You don't?
No, he doesn't. Governor, and are you reporting this to anyone?
Well, I guess, who do I report to?
Hired by Thad's clan, so...
I mean, that is reporting to them on what's going on. So, No, I'm not. I'm trying to figure out what to do with all these notes about how to summon horrific things because I want to read them so badly. But then someone will cut my head off.
Mm-hmm.
I will drop in a note into the library as well saying, "Hello, Mr. Librarian. I'm sorry you felt the need to stab me in the chest last time. We know where your book went." And a walker or an outsider has claimed it. We couldn't get it back. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, essentially, I was going to write a note saying it's basically the same thing.
Hey, sorry, your book has been disappeared by a walker. There was nothing we could do. All right.
Yeah, those dudes are heavy hitters. I couldn't do anything.
Oh.
That Blackford vampire and, like, you know, broke him in half right there or something.
Yes, he did.
I got gobbled up.
We don't need to hear about your night with the blonde.
All right, so that is the end of this session. You guys
Milestone.
Did in, yeah, you guys did indeed do a milestone. Let me look up what. I would say today was more than a major one, actually. because
more than a major one.
Yeah. Woo. So what's the next step up for major?
Nothing. Well, extreme.
Yeah. No. 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 Uh-oh. You don't have to be in character now. A significant. I'm sorry, I was wrong. Take a major milestone, everyone.
Mm-hmm. This is the one where you can add powers, by the way.
You can add powers at whichever one, but you get...
No, you can't. No, you can't, because this is the only one that gives you refresh and specifically states that you can get a power.
Yes.
Minor milestone. Purchase stunts or powers provided that you have the refresh to do so.
That's true. Yeah.
So you can do it. You can buy a power at whatever option.
If you have the refresh.
You get.
Yeah. This one gives you a refresh, though.
Yes.
Yep.
So, Abel, if you want to take Lawbreaker 7th, you can certainly do that. Now.
No, I don't want to start down that road.
Oh, come on. He'll be fine.
I really don't. I guess, who do I report to?
Nobody.
No, I mean, who will I? Yeah, I'm kind of interested in talking to the White Council. I don't want to keep these things.
Okay.
I will contact one of them.
All right. That is something we are going to deal with.
Take care of, yeah, later.
Next session.
Okay, so basically we get a point of refresh.
Mm-hmm.
We get an additional skill rank, and mm-hmm. then we can shift a skill like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, you can do that with minor. Yes, which we get anyway.
Yep. All right. So, any feedback, things like that?
No, nothing right now.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty enjoyable.
Yes.
Kind of came in halfway through. Well, not quite halfway through, but...
I need to
you
do
were more effective
magic.
Than I was.
I need to do more magic.
I don't know. I think you do quite a bit of magic.
No. Basically, I should be casting spells to, like, summon a coffee cup to my table and stuff.
No. You really should. Oh, I think you get plenty out of what you have bought. Bert, anything you want?
No, that's fine.
Alrighty.
Yep. I think I'm going to bump my alertness up. If it's all well and good to you, I think I've been using it quite a bit.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, so no one had any comments. Yay.
It was good.
It was good.
I mean, I think it was a very good... For what it was, obviously, it was a very action-oriented. So, you know, we were kind of doing stuff the whole time. I think it was well done.
I think we got pretty lucky.
Yes.
I'm very surprised. Yeah,
there's still lots of unanswered questions. And I'm guessing Thad still thinks that Xander and Governor are insane. Talking about the music, etc., that followed us around everywhere. Don't know whether that was really expanded upon.
I'm happy to cast a spell so you can hear it too. Just soul gaze me.
I guess one thing that I would like to see more of is a description of the scenes, I guess.
Yeah, I've been meaning to work on that. I was just...
Late.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, it's dark down here.
Alright. In my brain, the lights all just like went through a breaker and it went. And I was like,
Oh, one thing. Nick, did you know about the Whistler radio show?
No.
Really?
Never heard of it.
Yeah, it's very creepy.
Oh, I will check it out.
Alright, I am out of here then. Have a good night.
Good night, Abel.
Okay. Yeah, catch you later, man.
All right.
Thanks for the game.
No problem, man. I appreciate you recording. I appreciate you showing up. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you had a good time, at least.
Did you get the links I sent you last night to the other episodes?
Yeah, I can't download them for some reason. I can only play them.
Oh,
can you not right click on them to save as?
No, I can.
Yeah, they have to be on a web page so that you're able to right click on them. here, I'll put them up in the.
Feel free to put them up wherever
you know
can.
How to FTP. I mean, you can get them right off the site.
No.
Ah, okay. Well, I'll figure out a way for you to download them.
I appreciate it.
These are the two that you did, the first one and the second one, yeah?
Yes.
I've got both of them. Mm. I can put them up somewhere else.
All right. Well, don't worry about figuring out. We'll think of another way. All right, man.
Yep. Have a good night.
Same deal.
All right. Catch you later, guys.
All right.